From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A New York vehicle attack kills eight. At least eight people were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen others injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. A man said to have been armed with both paintball and pellet guns used a rental truck to run down the victims. Among the dead, five Argentines. James O'Neill is the city police commissioner.
A male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway bicycle path at Houston Street, began driving southbound, striking a number of pedestrians and bicyclists along the route. At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring two adults and two children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing two handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the first precinct confronted the subject and shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifulo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan and entered the U.S. legally in 2010. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf attack. Reuters news agency says the U.S. is pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Donald Trump and Pyongyang. In an exclusive story published Wednesday, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission, utilizing what is known in the diplomatic trade as the New York Channel. President Trump has openly vowed to destroy North Korea if the regime continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile weapons. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted.
The resistance movement shall be responsible for implementing a vigorous, positive political action program that includes economic boycotts, peaceful processions, picketing, and other legitimate forms of protest.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of last week's election, which was held after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8th election over widespread irregularities. At least two officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president Carles Puigdemont still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Spain's High Court has summoned them for a hearing on Thursday. At a Brussels news conference, Puigdemont said he was not running from justice.
I am not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as a capital of Europe. This is not a matter of the question of the Belgian politics. It has no relationship. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety and surety.
Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Puigdemont and his colleagues. The next round of divorce talks between Britain and the European Union is now scheduled to get underway November the 9th in Brussels. British Brexit Secretary David Davis said he's aware the clock is ticking for Britain's departure by March of 2019.
We are not holding up the process. I don't want to score any points. It's just a practical fact. I'd invited Mr. Barnier to come to London tomorrow, but he couldn't do it. He'd got a prior engagement. And we offered them the beginning of next week. They couldn't do that. So it's this latter part of next week will be negotiators engage Wednesday, Thursday, I think, and I'll be out there Friday. They can't do Monday, Tuesday, so I'll be out there Friday.
The slow pace of the talks is raising the possibility that Britain may have to leave the EU without an agreement. The United Nations expected to vote no when the UN General Assembly considers a resolution later Wednesday calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo against Cuba. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert.
It will be the first vote since President Trump announced our new Cuba policy. We plan to vote against the resolution to underscore this new approach to Cuba.
In a similar vote last year, the U.S. abstained for the first time as former President Barack Obama sought to normalize ties with Havana. While the Trump administration still plans to remain engaged with Cuba and champion U.S. interests, it has rolled back some of the progress made under President Obama. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.